This is Jenny McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1. On Friday, September 20th, students are holding a protest at Bedford High School to raise awareness for climate change. This protest, a part of the larger March for Our Future movement, is a response to the upcoming UN Climate Summit on the 23rd. One of the student organizers, Samuel Como, speaks on his own climate anxiety and why that prodded him to take action.
I have a lot of climate anxiety, so I decided I'm going to actually do something. I'm going to stop tweeting about it and actually do something, because the only way that change is going to come is if we stand up and protest.
Another figurehead of the protest, Mitchell Soderberg, discusses the necessary steps to forming a cohesive demonstration.
First, we needed to decide what was our motive, why we were doing this, how we were going to do this. We took a lot of inspiration from a couple years ago. There was a walkout, so it's going to be modeled a lot like that.
Jamie Carr, another prominent figure in this movement, speaks on how individuals can be a force of change, even up against the daunting climate crisis, and describes the impact she envisions this movement having on our futures.
For people with similar climate anxiety, there's always something that we can do individually. Just reduce our carbon footprint, but we also can't shoulder the entire burden ourselves. A large part of these emissions are coming from factories, but we can push them in the right direction, especially with this walkout.
For Radio Unleashed, I'm Jenny McDonald on Bedford 105.1. Tune in for more next week.